Digital Rogues Gallery, The Top Cybercriminals of 2023. By Lucas Nolan on December 31, 2023. 2023 was a year filled with cybercrime, especially with the rise of crypto hackers. To celebrate the end of the year, Breitbart Tech has pulled together 8 of the most notorious cybercrime incidents of the past 12 months. TechCrunch reports that the digital world in 2023 has been a battleground, with a relentless tug of war between cybersecurity forces and sophisticated cybercriminals constantly ongoing. This year has witnessed a huge variety of high-profile cybercrimes, ranging from massive data breaches and ransomware attacks to intricate cryptocurrency thefts. Of course, these hackers and fraudsters pale in comparison to disgraced FTX CEO and Democrat megadonor Sam Bankman-Fried, who stole untold billions from his customers, but they each achieved notoriety in their own right. Here is a look at the 8 key cybercrime incidents and the notorious individuals who made headlines in 2023. Joseph James O'Connor and the Twitter breach. O'Connor's involvement in the Twitter breach of 2020 was a reminder of the vulnerabilities in social media platforms and the sensitive information that people store on them. His role in this sophisticated operation, which involved hijacking the Twitter accounts of high-profile figures to promote a Bitcoin scam, led to widespread alarm about the security of online identities. This attack not only compromised personal data but also raised serious concerns about misinformation and its potential impact on public opinion. Although the hacking incident occurred in 2020, O'Connor makes the 2023 list after he was sentenced to 5 years in prison earlier this year for his crime. Shakib Ahmed's cryptocurrency exchange hack. Ahmed, allegedly an Amazon employee, stands accused of a hacking attack on cryptocurrency exchange Krama Finance. The hack is a striking example of the vulnerabilities in digital currency systems. By exploiting security weaknesses, Ahmed managed to steal a substantial amount of cryptocurrency, showcasing the vulnerabilities in even decentralized financial systems. His initial portrayal as an ethical hacker aiming to highlight bugs and return the money before pleading guilty added an extra layer of deception to the heist. Mikhail Matveyev and ransomware operations. Operating from Kaliningrad, Russia, Matveyev was implicated in some of the most disruptive ransomware campaigns of the year. His involvement with Hive, Lockbit, and Babook ransomware variants caused significant financial and operational disruptions to numerous organizations, including U.S. government organizations. These ransomware attacks not only encrypted critical data but also led to demands for hefty ransoms. North Korean hackers' crypto theft. The activities of North Korean hackers were particularly alarming due to their state-sponsored nature. Their sophisticated attacks on crypto wallets and tech companies were part of a larger strategy to bypass international sanctions and fund North Korea's nuclear weapons program. TechCrunch reports. Some of the cyber attacks linked to North Korea might not have made much sense on the face of it, but breaking into software companies gave the hackers access to the targets they were after. Enterprise phone provider 3CX said that North Korean hackers broke into its systems and planted malware in a tainted software update that rolled out to customers in a long-game effort to target 3CX's crypto customers. Software company JumpCloud said it too was hacked by North Korean hackers, likely in an effort to gather data on a handful of its crypto-related customers. Denis Gennadievich Kulkov and credit card fraud. Kulkov's operation of Try2Check, a credit card checking service, played a pivotal role in the broader ecosystem of credit card fraud. By providing a platform for verifying stolen credit card details, he facilitated countless financial frauds, contributing to the global issue of credit card security breaches. Breach Forums administrator arrest. Connor Brian Fitzpatrick's arrest was a significant blow to the online cybercriminal community. As the administrator of Breach Forums, he was instrumental in facilitating the exchange of stolen data and hacking tools, thereby enabling a massive number of cybercrimes. His arrest highlighted the importance of targeting the enablers of cybercrime, not just the perpetrators. Cuckbot Malware Group and FBI intervention. The Cuckbot Malware Group's widespread distribution of malware represented a major threat to personal and organizational cybersecurity. The FBI's intervention, though successful in curtailing some of this group's activities, demonstrated the ongoing challenges in completely eradicating such sophisticated malware networks. Lapsus Group and Arion Kurtai. The Lapsus Group, with its British teenage member Arion Kurtai, was notorious for its raids on tech giants. Some of their targets included Rockstar Games, Uber, Nvidia, and telecom giant EE. Their methods, which often involved social engineering and other advanced techniques, led to significant data breaches and highlighted the ever-evolving nature of digital security. Although 2023 was filled with high-profile hacks and crypto frauds, 2024 is sure to see the trend of increasing digital crime continue. Read more at TechCrunch here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.